careful listeners to Angie Kennedy's editorial will have been able to calculate Terry Redhead's age, but I will not dwell on this, apart from noting that he definitely is grown up. He wrote a recent Let's Talk feature on handwriting, and this prompted Olive Barber from Barford in Norfolk to write in. Here is Sue with Olive's handwritten letter.
Unlike Terry Redhead, in his recent feature about handwriting, I am no journalist, but like him, I actually love writing. I always have several letters on the go every single day. It's been said many times that the number of stamps I buy helps to keep the Royal Mail going. I first started writing to my grandparents during the war. Reason being, I didn't get to see them very often because my father was in the army, so I travelled around with my parents and only saw my relatives when they came on leave, Ipswich being our destination, which is where I was born and where most of the family lived. Since those long ago days, I now have my own family to write to, namely my two sons, one daughter, six grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, and of course several friends. So I still keep pretty busy sending them my so-called scribbles. In fact, if I ever lose the use of my right hand, I would be totally lost. I have no posh writing slope. I just sit with a very old hardback book on my lap, which has served me well over many years. It was given to me when my husband's aunt bought it from her church bring and buy sale, because at the time I was running my own small kindergarten, and the book was entitled The Play School Annual 1978. As you can imagine, it is showing signs of wear now, and is held together with sticky tape, but is still ideal for the purpose. At my ripe old age, I hope it will continue to see me out, or as long as my old brain will allow me to keep scribbling. I find it so sad that old-fashioned letters have given way to modern technology. I urge people to get their writing pads out and, like me, make use of biros, a wonderful invention.
Thank you, Sue.